Blog Talk Radio.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Yeah, 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 y'all. It's your girl Nina Capone. We live on In the Streets Radio. Yo, we about to get it popping. And I'm actually on time right now. Like, it's crazy because I was just, if you can hear all the noise in the background, I was just struggling to get things right here. Tonight, we are about to interview Chuck Belafonte. Yo, uptown representative, laid back flow, demeanor, you know what I mean? Come across a little bossy and confident like oneself, you know, from Nina Capone-ish. You know what I mean? He's doing his thing. We all know I'm a stalker on Facebook, and I'm a stalker out here, you know. Like, and I be finding these artists, and the artists be finding me, and we get together, and we do things like this. We do things like hood stock. We do things like, you know, soul stock, and we be out here doing things. So make sure you stay tuned tonight. It's going to be a crazy interview, as usual. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to get all up in Chuck business. You know what I mean? Like, I got a lot of questions for him. I hope you ready. You know what I mean? You know, he says he has the illest flow, and he all real with no gimmicks. You know what I mean? I thought that was just me. So I'm definitely going to ask him about that. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to find out, you know, if he really like Nina Capone. But we're going to go there. So right now I'm about to bring Chuck on the line. You can also hit me up. We are live on the air, 646-649-1047. You know, you can holler at me, you can tune in. You know, I'm about to be tweeting and pushing everything through Facebook and things like that. So, but since, you know what I mean, my hair is tied up because it was raining today, so I'm not going broadcast so y'all can see me tonight, maybe next time. So make sure y'all stay tuned then. Let's bring Chuck on the line and let's give him the crazy introduction. Let's see what he's talking about. Yo, Chuck, you with me?
I'm here, baby. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. The weather all crazy, but hey, that don't stop business, you know.
Who are you telling? Listen, I usually broadcast live, and people can actually watch me on industries.com, and I'm like, I'm not going live tonight. No, I got rained on. I'm not ready. I'm not ready. That joint canceled tonight. No,
let me find out you're scared of a little bit of rain.
Yeah, and I got nice hair, but no, you know what I mean? This joint ain't even in no fro, but no, I'm not doing it. We don't do the busted TV camera look, no.
Negative.
But, you know, well, Chuck, what's up? I see you from uptown, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sitting here, you know, I read through and I go through everybody's stuff. This is what I do, you know what I mean? Thank you for being a part of this show this evening.
Hey, no. Thank you for allowing me to, you know, share this night with you, literally.
You know,
but,
I'm a mere peasant. You know, it's just little old me and the artist, and I'm like, wow. I'm pleased that, you know, y'all want to do this with me because it's a lot. You know what I mean? It does a lot for the show. You know what I mean? I'm humble. I'm still humble. When I'm not, y'all can fight. That's how I feel about it.
Well, I definitely appreciate the opportunity to sit and talk to you. And you say you want to pick my brain, so you got me. So
I am, and I'm going to ask my traditional questions, you know what I mean? First, I want to know, where did the name Chuck Belafonte, like, that's almost as hot as Nina Capone, but you know I'm not going to give you 100 on that. I'm going to give you
90. No, how can I say this without sounding too cocky?
I'm cocky. I like that shit. You on the phone with Nina Capone here.
Chuck is because, you know what I mean? I'm so sexy and chocolate.
Yeah, I peeped that too.
Yeah. And the Belafonte part, it's funny. The BET Awards was on tonight. I don't watch them joints no more, but years ago they gave Harry Belafonte a Lifetime Achievement Award or something like that.
Right.
And my homie Trez was like, yo, man, you think you so cool? You ain't cooler than Harry Belafonte. He was like, matter of fact, you should call yourself Chuck Don. And I was like, well, hey, let's go. And then it's stuck, and it's just, I mean, it's official. It's like, it's original, it's me, and simple as that. I loved it. As soon as I said it, it just, the way you say it, you never forget it when you hear it.
You don't. You don't. Because I know how to find you, and I'll be like, damn, what's his name? But see, you're joining. I'm like, Bella Fonte. I'm telling you, that shit is almost as good as Nina Capone. That's pretty much my story, too. We need to sit down. I don't know. Like, you know, we're going to have to have a face-to-face, you know what I mean, calling other bosses. But that could wait. That could definitely wait. All right. So on with what the people want to know, because I get these questions from, you know, basically out there. People want to know about artists and what I should ask and all that. So, you know what I mean? Like, I'm out there and I'm listening. So I need, I know you already arrogant and cocky. So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you that.
Yeah,
I'm going to give you that.
Something
okay.
Like
it's
that,
okay.
Something
that's
like
a
that.
Good thing. That's a good thing. That's a good thing because we have to be in this business. We are artists. We are performers. And that's what people want to see, confidence. So in two words, describe yourself. Don't get stuck, Jack. Don't get stuck.
No. Not at all. creative. And risky.
I like that. Creative and risky. I'm not going to dig into that. I'm going to dig into that on your next interview. I'm going to leave that alone for now. But right now,
okay.
I'm going to let you live creative and risky. I'm going to write it down, but I'm going to let you live creative and risky until your next interview. That's what we're going to do. That's what
gotcha.
We're going to do. All right. So how many years have you been in the game? Like, you know, just perfecting your craft, going in?
The craft. It's been about, I don't want to date myself, but I've been rapping for a long time. I mean, I'm from an era when, you know, the Kanes and the Rakims and the Public Enemy and all that. So going back that far, but like perfecting the craft, it was about at least 5 years ago. You know, like 5 years ago, I got to the point where it was like, it was chopped. It was trying to be like somebody else. It was like I finally got my own flow, and it's been love ever since then.
Nice. So tell me a little bit about your flow. You know, I read it because I got all your information here, and I was tripping. You know, I'm like, look at him. He's grown. He's too grown.
No, the flow is me. Like how we talking right now.
Right.
And that's how the flow is. It's like a personal conversation. It's like I'm just talking to you, and that's when I'm at ease. Like when the beat is, I can do anything, but if the beat is like a slow-paced beat, it's just like a personal conversation. And I basically put my, it's like, how can I say, I put my heart on paper regarding any situation. It can be about a relationship. It can be about something in the streets. It can be about political views, whatever. But it's just about talking to whoever is listening and getting them to, on a personal level so they can relate to what you're saying. Because, you know, a lot of rappers, you're going to have your party songs and all that, but even a party song, like, if it's not personal, you can't feel it. Nobody.
Right.
It don't mean nothing. You can't feel it.
Right. And that's important. I think, you know, the changing of the music and the, you know, just the whole, the craft itself, I think for a lot of us that have been in the game for a while, you know, I mean, me personally, I felt intimidated at first. You know, I felt like what I wasn't doing just wasn't, it was too much for him. You know,
mm-hmm.
Like, damn, I'm spitting bars. And she said, row your boat. Like, wait a minute.
She said, doing something
wrong. Spitting on him through the whole song. I'm like, how can I compete with that? So, you know. It's like, not to come at nobody, but you're like,
mm-hmm. You don't want to come at her right now.
No, I mean, shit, I ain't worried. She don't want to come at me. She don't want to come at me because I ain't got shit to lose. Let me tell you like this, and I don't care who hear it. I ain't got shit to lose, and I got Barb been doing this shit for 20 years. I'm an agent. I'm
oh,
a throw
hey,
an age
baby.
On it. I've been, listen. Three deals have been in the game for fucking 20 years. She don't want it with me. I'm bored. I'm bored with bars. We don't even want to play them type of game. I put bars on Facebook and call them waste.
I saw.
They waistlines. Don't get me to act that cocky. See what you're doing to me? See, look at you. Can't handle cocky.
Hey, that's the effect I have. See?
So, tell me a little bit. See, I see. You got me all in my bag. See, I'm trying to tell you. You're supposed to be my interview to you. You're not your interview to me. Bullshit. Hold up. You know what? You're going to have to come back on. I'm telling you, this ain't going to work. Sorry.
Yeah, you got me whenever you want me. What you want?
See. Permanent guest. That's what I'm talking about.
No. Let me show the billion. Ask your question.
I got 100 questions. This is my show. We can stay in this bitch till 12 o'clock. It don't matter to me. You ain't going nowhere. So, all right. Now, it's a lot of artists. And this is a difficult question for a lot of us, the veterans in the game. Because there's a lot of artists out here that's doing their thing. It's a lot of artists that's actually hot. You got some new ones. You got some older ones. Who would you say you actually admire or look up to? And a lot of people say, well, I don't look up to no damn body. But who would you say you admire right now that's in the game?
Like, currently in the game?
Who has not necessarily have record out. I mean, this could be somebody that's just in the hood holding it the hell down. I mean, who would that person be?
I mean, whenever I get that question, like, Kane is, like, the reason why I'm even doing anything musically.
It's that chocolate thing.
I'm not going to say that because I don't sound right, but, you know.
He did it.
Raw Symphony, all them bars, Raffy Kane, like, legendary bars.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, I mean, I try not to talk about old school too much, but, like, currently, people can say what they want, and I'm talking about, this is inspiration I'm talking about. People
right.
say what they want about Weezy. We remember Weezy when he was spitting the worst bars ever.
Right.
He's a mega superstar. If you can't, I don't care if you don't like, I don't care if you don't like nothing he say. You got to respect that man grind. Meek right now, you already know. You've seen the DVDs growing up.
Right.
Him
right.
13 years old, Dirty Breeze. He's doing his thing.
Right.
On the city level, like far as Philly goes, my man Chill Moody, his grind is impeccable. You know what I mean, him and Hank McCoy, you know, I fuck with them heavy.
Right.
Young Chris is one of the best lyricists ever.
Interesting.
But, you know, he just fucked up the whole Rockefeller thing, but. He's one of the best lyricists ever, in my opinion.
So I gotta add him on because now that I know that, I gotta pick his brain because I don't know him. So now you're gonna
mm-hmm.
make me dig deep. See, you got me. I'm telling you, nothing but a troublemaker. You going to come to co-host now because get me in trouble.
Well,
I don't want to hear no more about them. It's Nina Capone. Why would you even answer that question? Like, how dare you?
And Nina Capone. She's
You supposed to say female-wise Nina Capone. That's it. End of story.
You must have read my mind. All right,
and who else? You can give me one more.
One more? Blast Donna.
Oh, yeah. That's my girl, though. Her Donna's. And you know what? I love female rappers because, you know, I'm not really a female rapper. I just rap because it's fun. But I love chicks who really love this. They grinding that hustle. It's sexy.
Mm-hmm.
It's sexy for no apparent reason. Ain't it? It's crazy. It's just like, why she got swag? It's crazy. I love it. You know, so shout out to all the ladies out there doing their thing. You know, it's not just because that's what I do too, but, you know, I think it's sexy. It's really sexy. So, with the current state of music and the sound and the digital conversion, the record sales and labels and promotions and the new deals and the way that they're structured and things like that. What is your take on that? How do you feel about the actual, the change in music? I mean, if you know about labels and artist development and things like that, now they just use YouTube and they watch you grow and say, hey, I'm ready. You can get a deal now. What do you think about that?
It's fucked up because it's fucked up. Like, anybody can get on, and just because you might have like 10,000, 50,000, even 100,000 views on YouTube, it don't mean you hot at all. And it's fucked up. And those be the guys that either paying for their YouTube view, they paying for their that piff hits or whatever. A lot of people pay for that.
Yeah, a lot of them pay for it. And a lot of them got people with names behind them. Like, you even got the ones with the Cosmic Kev or the Diamond Cuts behind them. I'm just saying Philly, for example. And they got those people who are shouting them out and saying their names. So they're getting those views. You know, I think it's unfair, too. I'm with you on that.
And Well, not even unfair, but those would be the ones that get looked at and get chances to, you know, do minor shit like open up a powerhouse. Like, if I open up a powerhouse, it would be a problem. But
right.
I'm not no hater, but it's like, it's some good talent out here that
somebody just
going to do
me
it.
About
it's going to be in the field. Huh?
Might just call me about that. We about to be have a whole. No, you know what? I'm not gonna say that on the show because
okay.
I know certain.
Well, yeah, we'll talk later. anyway, so but no, like you know what I mean, people's really out here on their real official grind and they not cutting no corners, and those are the ones that get overlooked, and those are the ones with the real talent. And
right,
a lot of bullshit get publicity.
See, like those people that are on Powerhouse were clicked up. Is you got to be a part of a certain clique to get on that particular show. And I see it. And like I said, I just got this phone call and somebody said, "Hey Nina, you know, what do you think about that?" And I said, "Why do people try to get me started? Y'all know I'm like the voice of the people and I'm gonna say something and do something about everything." So, you know, I mean, that's where Philly Hoodstock came from. That's the reason why I do Hoodstock. I don't know if you've seen it or heard about it, but I'm actually about to pull footage up from that. But that was definitely, I mean, the reason why I actually created Hoodstock. Hoodstock, well, I didn't create it. Hoodstock is old. It's not new. That's why I brought it back, and I brought it back through the radio station because I feel like we need our own underground powerhouse, you know. And you know, hopefully next year it'll be a lot bigger. We have a lot, you know, different artists. I don't want the same artists on there every year. You know, I don't want the same artists with the with the names
me.
Who just got the buzzing, you know. I need Chuck Belafonte on there next year.
Yes.
Definitely. See, you think I wasn't going to put that in there? Come on. Like, come on. Are you serious? So, Chuck, so did you consider yourself more of a performing artist or a studio artist?
I'm definitely
and that's
just
right
studio.
Now.
I'm definitely under studio artist. I love to perform. I just want to perform in the right venues. I'll say it like that because it's nothing worse than going to a venue and you got to sit through a bunch of whack niggas, like garbage.
Well,
and by the time you get up there, it's like
everybody know less or they annoyed.
Or the same niggas you just sat through excruciating performances, they just sit there with the screw face because they like, well, damn, this nigga not up here yelling. You know, got 10 niggas on stage looking stupid. He actually doing something that looks like it's organized.
Right. And,
you know what I mean? It becomes an exercising tool. I can do that in my crib. I can do that in the studio. And
you
gonna
that's
love
what I'm
saying, right? The right venue. I love performing, though. I want to have more opportunities to perform.
Well, that's good to know because I'm actually, after, you know, we just did Hoodstock. And I'm looking to put something else together. And I respect everything that you're saying to me. We had a sound. We had a New Millennium Sound out there doing the sound. I mean, the sound. Everything's in HD, digital recording. I mean, that's what's taking me so long to get all this footage up there because they are large files. You know, I mean, it looks good. We had a hell of a stage. We had a lot of different things going on there. And, you know, and it looked good. It was organized. We had someone doing interviews. We had a couple girls out doing interviews. We had, you know, I mean, we had a stage team. It was just professional. And of course, we had our incidents, too. But overall, it was a professional venue. It was nice, you know. And that's what I want to give to the artists. That's my whole goal, being an artist myself. You know, I feel you. I overstand you on that. I more than understand you because – like, even with the quality of the mic, if you spit into a mic and you come in and you're doing a show and you're not getting paid for it, the least you can do is get a little, you know, some clear footage. And I ain't going to lie,
right.
Like, you get that at some of these venues they putting out there right now. So, you know, that is what it is. I'm not going to talk about nobody because I want people to come out and support me and see what I'm talking about opposed to what I'm saying, you know, because I'm not knocking anybody else's thing. But being an artist, that's the first thing that comes to my mind. Like, yo, I wonder if my footage going to be how. I wonder how my mic is going to sound, you know. Like,
yeah,
that's it's really important. So, I think
know,
we should jump into one of
these
songs,
game, though.
I need, I, no, that's not part of the game. I'm sorry. No, I beg to differ. You know, respect
okay,
my craft.
Okay.
Give me a clear microphone. That's all I'm saying. See, you dealing with an artist here. I'm not doing no radio host. I just do
okay,
this.
Capone. Capone, okay.
So
I got a question, too, before we're done, but go ahead.
You get no question out of me. It's my, you know what, Chuck, we going to box. We're going to box uptown style. Cause, see, you don't know, I'm not far from Germantown. That's all I'm saying.
We'll talk later. All right,
go ahead. Ask your question.
Where did Nina Capone come from?
Nina Capone, same exact story you had. No, actually, you know, I was a boss, literally. No, seriously, I'm not joking. I was a boss. I was actually signed under another name, which I don't, you know, I'm not into promoting other. Situation. So let's just say I was signed under another name. I got signed when I was about 13.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some legal issues went into effect and the name was sold, which was cool because I had to come up with something else. And since I was so hood by that time, and I was in the street, I was definitely, you know, I named the radio after me in the streets. Seriously, I was in the streets and I made moves like let's just say like men made. I took
okay.
care of my people. You know what I mean? Like I didn't just selfishly make money. I made money and made sure everybody, my whole team ate. You know,
okay.
So a lot of people see a lot of dudes around me and be like, "Yo, why them dudes hang with her?" It's because I'm for real. I'm 150% all me. You know what I mean? I am what I say I am. Yeah, 150, a little over 100, a little over 100. But you know, I mean,
right.
For the most part, you know, it's a real name, and Capone, Nina, is a gun, and that's what I am. I mean, I'm a gun. I will come at you. Yeah, a little arrogant with my
okay.
shit too.
Oh,
and Capone,
shit.
What's more controlling than a Capone? Like, you know, my mistress.
Right.
You can turn this into a Nina Capone interview. You know what? I'm gonna let you.
I'm done.
You want to interview me? No, you gonna schedule that next? I'm gonna get the Nina. I don't never get no interviews. Nobody wanna talk to me. But see, this is why you're gonna be on the show again. And I was gonna let you play what you wanted to play first, but you sent me this joint and I really liked it. So now you have no choice. You have no say here. So first we're going to jump in the shake because I was in here shaking when I was playing this joint. Tell me a little bit. You give a little bit about. Just a little bit. Tell them what shake is.
Shake is, first of all, shout out to Tay and Maul Beats out Logan. Alany, I think it's Alany where they at. They played the joint for me like over the summer. And I was like, yo, I need that beat. Like I don't have a beat like that. I need that beat. So then I slept on it for like 2 months. So I went in the booth, shout out to my man Wish, he's going to the booth, and I spit it, and I was having some discrepancies with the hook, because niggas was like, oh man, that hook, it was a different hook. So I said, man, as soon as I hear this beat, I just see asses just moving.
Yeah, because mine was, I mean, I was like popping and dropping, I was like, oh, that shit hot.
So that's what it was. That was my fun record. I got a lot of fun records. This one, this new album, I'm just having fun. More fun than I had on the previous three. So I'm just having fun, that's all.
Well, hell, let's go into it. We about to jump in the shake, y'all. Got my boy, Chuck Belafonte, on the line. Uptown representative, your girl, Nina Capone, in the streets radio. And here we go.
I'm back, California exact. Talk about where I'm from, put G-Town on the map. Real niggas got gaps, I pull up with them straps. I left that life alone, any time I can go regret. Lot shit on my mind, chase a dream in the grind. Mix that teeth now I'm fine, so rock all the time. Shock boys, where I'm from, we off the rock boys. We title niggas, and you not boys. Watch game off the Rizzy, got me making them dizzy. AK corner pizzy, got me leaning hoes like he's shitty. Peace sign on Instagram, like my shit, we broke fam. About to get that dough, you should know this man. Big bottles, big models. Give us chewies in the pool, we call it giving goggles. We live it up, we don't give a fuck. We in this bitch, both tied and running up. Shake it, baby. Shake it. Shake it, baby. Shake it. Shake it, baby. Shake it. Shake it. Shake it. Shake it, baby. Shake it. Shake it, baby. Shake it. Shake it, baby. Shake it. Shake, 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 shake. You know I ball till my tank empty. All my niggas nice, throwing them been pranks with me. It's shot, homie. The block know me. Used to play that shit all heavy, nigga. Gas like Getty. Yeah, we smoke that loud, not no Reggie. Bitches stress me, ride on my ice like Jesse. What's in my cup? A little rum, no, no Pepsi. Only chase that bread, fuck the head. Free my real niggas, we kill switches. It's still vicious, where the ladies don't feel bitches. You know it, that's really shit, we on it. Them other niggas be frauding, come dog. I'm in effect mode, rockin' like a dash mode. Know I got the best flow, Rizzin' they got a head cold. Mommy got the best. I hit her on the tech show. Let her ride in the coupe, make her feel real sexy. Shake it, baby. Shake it. Shake it, baby. Shake it. Shake it, baby. Shake it. Shake, 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 I'm on my grind, so I'm quick to eat. I'm in the hood, voices in the hood. Me and my niggas, we living good. Watch taking that vintage wood. Got them stuck. All my niggas ride with me, I got them up. Yeah, ain't no stopping us. Fuck the heart up, work less, you work less. But I go bananas with my first check. You cheat on me, mommy. Twisting honeys in the lobby. Big beers with some IGs. No doubt we smoking IPA. You know that Philly shit. We supply, can't be really rich. Just chop the pound, about to knock it down. About to cop it down, about to lock it down. Throwing money here, not down. Up in Oz, like to make them. Yeah, you know it, dude. Shake it, baby. Shake it. Shake it, baby. Shake it. Shake it, baby. Shake it. Shake it. Shake it. Shake it. Shake it. Shake it, baby. Shake it. Shake it, baby. Shake it. Shake it, baby. Shake it. Shake,
y'all. It's your girl Nina Capone. You tuned in the streets radio. That was my boy. I got him live on the line here with me. Chuck Belafonte. Why I want to say Chuck? And that's bad. Chuck, you still with me?
I'm here.
You hear me already messing up your name, though? Great, call
you
Chuck.
Chuck,
just
really?
Call you Chuck. That's because I was dancing. And see, I was doing the wobble to your song. And I ain't going to tell you what that looked like right now. Like, you know, we on the air. I was really doing the wobble, though. But that joint, I'm really feeling that joint. Like, seriously, I was in here dancing. And my goddaughter here, we were just sitting here, like, shake it, baby. Because, like, I got speakers and everything. Like, this little studio setup is comfortable. You know, she on the couch jumping up. And we like, shake it, baby. Shake it, shake it. At least you know you got one fan. You're like, well, Nina loves it. So, hell with everybody else. You know. So, I only
That's
got a couple more questions for you before I just go into my chalk bag, you know, and just get to play and everything, and you know what I mean. I gotta have you shout out, you know what I mean, like your latest projects. We need to know where they at, what you doing, what you got coming up. That's important. It's important for the interview. So tell us,
listen,
what you got going on.
The latest joint that dropped, it was in the summertime, called Always Business, Never Personal, New Chalk City. Crazy, you can find it on that piff. You go to my website, chuckbelafonte.com. There's links on there to go grab it off the piff. I'm currently working on the CD is on drop. First of all, October is no longer October. It's called Chocktober. Chocktober came out last October. This year, Chocktober 2 is ridiculous. It's coming out Chocktober 31st. I'm working on that currently. Shake is the first single off the joint. We're doing the video probably in the next couple of weeks. I'm just getting the casting call together for all the lovely young ladies that's going to be in it. Nina's going to be in the video.
Nina will be in the video. I'm listening.
And so Chocktober 2, that's the main focus right now. But you can always go check out Always Business, Never Personal, Chocktober, and my first CD called Chocolate Summer came out last summer. It's all on that piff. As far as shows, I just did the Arts Garage 2 nights ago. I think I might be going to Miami the weekend of the 19th. I'm not sure. I'm still waiting on my manager to hit me back about that. And I'm just trying to get in every possible showcase, line myself up with artists that are on the same caliber as me or a higher caliber than me so I can look for something to aspire to be. Like, I want to do no more shit where I feel people is beneath me. And I'm not an arrogant dude. I just know that I'm better than some people.
I'm better than a lot of people, too, child. I feel you. Just so they know. You know what I mean? Like, I feel you in that. Sometimes you feel like you want to stage with people where you like, for real. Like, for real. You rap. Is that what you're doing? But we're not going to go there. We're not going to talk about nobody tonight. It looks like we got a caller on the line. So I'm going to bring the caller in and see if they got anything to say. If they ignore us, we know they really don't want to talk to us. So let's see here. 6145. Caller, you're on the line with Industries Radio and Chop Belafonte. Why am I messing up? I don't know. I keep messing up. All right, and they jetted on us. They don't want to talk to us. See? So, anyway, they're going to call big, though, because that's what they did. They just tuned in. But they hit the button, and they don't realize when they hit one, bam, a hand come up next to their name. But, so, like, I'm going to enjoy listening to your music for the rest of the night, for real, for real. Like, that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to mix it with some old. But I don't know. We might have it. It's just all you, man. It's, you know, for our show, it's just all you. I don't know. It's Chuck. Look, the Chuck Belafonte show. That's my new little flame for you. I'm going to do a whole commercial for you. I got you. But, of course, I got more questions because, you know, and I be dragging stuff on and on because, you know, that's what I'm into. So you told us about your latest projects and what you got going on. And you know, let me see. I don't know where I want to go with. I got a lot of questions, but I ain't going to go through all of them with you. And, you know, so let's see what I'm going to ask
next. Yeah, give me a good question.
A good question? You trying to say my questions aren't good?
No, just say, say that.
All right, I got a real good one for you. If you could dictate the path of your career today, right, where would you be in the next 2 weeks? Full control. Where would you be?
Where would I be? I'd be
2 weeks
honestly,
now.
2 weeks. 2 weeks. This is easy. This is real easy. I'd be in a studio out in L.A. doing a remix to one of my joints with a big homie on it. I'm talking about Snoop. Just chilling out L.A., enjoying the weather, the women, the weed, and just chilling. And also... Yes, we.
I'm listening.
and just chilling out in L.A. and just like, okay, if you get Snoop on a remix, you ain't going to just jump on anybody's remix. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's an honor. So that's in 2 weeks, that's where I would be, like, somewhere chilling, weather, totally different weather, totally different situation, dealing with a totally different group of people, and just elevating my craft to the point where somebody of Snoop caliber will say, yeah, I want to get on the Chop Belafonte song.
Nice, nice. Can I ask one more, though? Can I like, huge? It's something that I like to do with all my artists that really call in, and sometimes I forget to do this, but depending on how the interview goes, this one went there, and I think I like for everybody to share some wisdom during the interviews, you know, some advice that you would give to me to pass on in the form of a quote, you know what I mean, because I actually take this stuff off, and I might quote you on a website. Just for a new up-and-coming artist, your peers, people who are trying to get in this game, and things like that. Like, what's the Chop Belafonte quote? Because, see, Nina Capone's is see no evil, hear no evil. You like that, don't you? Yeah, I didn't write it, but.
You know what? The quote would definitely have to deal with, loyalty.
Come on, you rapper. Give it to me raw. Go ahead.
Oh, you want it raw?
I want it raw.
the people you come in the door with. How can I say? I want this gonna sound corny. Basically, the people you start out with are not gonna be the same people that you end up with. So keep your friends and your business separate. Simple as that.
And that's simple as that. I gotta respect that, because that's real. That's real. And I, you know, that's so real. I tell my friends that all the time. They be like, why can't I get an interview on the show? I'm like, nigga, because we friends. You don't want to be my friend? No. We ain't got to be friends. I do an interview on you. It's just like that. No, but that's real. I'm telling you the truth. My friends will quote me on it. They know. There's no personal favorite when it comes down to the business, you know. And a lot of my friends are on my showcases and the concerts that I throw. They're on it. You know, they're being played on the radio, but they're being played on a station as much as you are or as much as the next artist is. Is no favoritism with it, you know. Like I said, I don't want to build that empire of a clique. You know, I don't want what I do to become a clique. I don't want Industries Radio to get labeled as a clique, and I only play certain artists, and I only pull. Like a lot of people, so, you know, I heard somebody say the other day, like, Nina, you only fuck with the money that's buzzing and da 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 da. And I'm like, just because you think he buzzing, I ain't never heard of him. But he introduced himself to me. He sent the email. I respect people who handle their business. Anybody know me know that's me. I'm a stupid business person, and that's what I respect, and that's the people that I put in front of everybody. If you don't like it, you can, well, I won't say that on the air right now, not on your interview. I say it on my next show when I ain't interviewing nobody, but trust me, I won't forget. I'll come back to that, but you know what I mean? Like, that's really what it's about. It's about, you know, like, you know, it's about really helping other artists out and really getting out there, making sure, you know, that you're getting heard. You and I don't know each other from a can of paint, for real, but you know, at the same time, it's like really going out there and saying, hey, Chuck Belafonte, he rhymed. Send me some stuff. I don't tell anybody no. But if you're whack, you would have heard it from me. I would have told you. I would have been like, Chuck.
Wait, so you told somebody they was whack before?
I don't say whack. I don't use that term because ain't no such thing as a whack rapper. It could be different.
Oh, yes.
They could be unlikable. Yes, yes. And they could be not ready for my show. That's what I say. I'm like, I hear you doing your thing, but you ain't ready for the show yet. You ain't ready for the show. You know, that's how you shut them down, like, real, real nice. But, I mean, at the same time, I tell them, like, you know, like, your joint ain't mixed right, or, you know, that joint, you know, I see the potential, but let me refer you to the studio. Matter of fact, I'm going to pay for your studio time. You know what I mean? Just do one joint, and that's the joint I put on the air for you, all right? My boy's got you. That's kind of me, right? Like, you know, like, everybody, you know.
Yes.
Listen, you got to help people out. And I'm sorry if that person is listening, because it's only going to tell it to, like, two people. You know,
they're sitting there like, is it me?
And they already know who it is. They already know who they are. And I wouldn't put them out there, but it is what it is. You know, hey, everybody ain't got it. And some people just need help. Some people be like, yeah, this is that. Yo, no, I heard somebody send me some stuff, and they was like, yo, this that shit. I'm like, yeah, like flushing a toilet type shit. Like, don't do that anymore. Like, I can't take it. But I ain't going to talk about people right now. I want to play this joint I do this for. Because tell me a little bit about this joint real quick before I jump in.
Oh, this is my I want to say favorite song. This is my signature song. I used to perform this the other night, too. This is just a good song. This is a good, soulful song. Shout out to Corey Williams. He came up on stage, and he murdered the hook. He killed the hook. Yeah. Good guy. And, I mean, it's just a good, soulful song. I'm just talking about where I'm from. Like, it's an old Germantown. Like, I do this for the town I'm from. Like, it's just where I'm from, and it's my music. Like, I'm not trying to be like, that was like the first, like, single where I just went in by myself, no collabs with nobody, and people got to see who I was for me.
Got you. Well, let's jump into it. Don't leave me, because I ain't finished with you yet. This is I Do This For Chuck Belafonte on the air live, Nina Capone, the interview. It's official, y'all. We going to jump into it. Let's see.
Just music on some nails I wrote, on some adjectives, verges, just the crown I won. Belafonte, I put it down, don't front. Hopping out of Benzes and bow ties, I'm so fly, I ain't lying. God can let my soul fly, get on the beat, so let my soul cry. Friends, team, and we multi.
passing it. Chopping something with some classic shit. That is some average. The magic that I mastered it. It was ill how I took my art and crafted it. And then gave it the right touch. Just went to the shit my mind told was washed up. Now I'm up in Gucci, spending them nice bucks. Same old shot, I'm on the block. Like, what? I hear applause after. We the booster. Y'all, I know I'm nice. I put words together like I'm rolling dice. Never crash out. Every word be precise. Every bar is telling. You won't hear it twice. I'm a diamond in the rough. My wrist down pins to the diamonds in the cuffs. I'm smoother than stuff. Like the lining in my tuck. Many later beat, I just defined it in the clutch. Yeah, I'm the next coming. My stroke is different. Call me Chop Drummond. I do this for the hustlers. On the block, pumping.
We be out when we see the cops coming.
Yo, it's your girl, Nina Capone, and I'm still here with Chuck Belafonte, and that was just, I do this for, see,
Chuck,
you mad that I got that already, like, I'm gonna know all your lyrics, hey, too.
You sounded good, though.
Yeah, I got this, so I'll be mimicking sounds, like, you know, they were like, is that Chuck or Nina, like, she just killed this joint. I got new material for the stage. I'm about to go on tour with your shit.
Oh, shit. No.
You mean like,
I'll be right there with you.
Did she just hit my bar? Yo, I love it, though. I like that joint. That was grown. That was some shit that, you know, I can sit in my car and I can turn all the way up and be grooving and drive to Germantown looking at niggas like real slow. Moving my lips like, I do this for, you don't know me.
Nigga was like, what the fuck is wrong with her?
Like, why she got me all serious? Is that deep, shorty? Like, yeah, you know I'm little. I ain't bigger than a minute. They were like, what? Shorty, chill, calm down. Yo, definitely feeling that joint, though. Definitely feeling that joint.
Appreciate
Yo,
it.
Yo, you were a fun interview. You know, some people be so serious. Like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Old.
Yeah.
This is an old show. Like, a lot of people think that Industries Radio was new. It's not new. It's been out since 2006. It's archived. Mm. If you want to hear some of the crazy, I don't know if y'all know, Dutch from Major Figures used to host it with me. And we would kind of had, you know, what we call pissing contests on the air because, you know, I'm tougher than him. And then we would sit there and I had a bar in the crib. So we would make drinks and we would name them and, yeah, it was crazy. We had a ball. That was my home.
Shout out to Dutch. Shout out to my nigga Bump.
Shout out. Look, all of them. Whole major figures. You know what I mean? Like, that's where the love is. Like, this show go back so far. You know, shout out to my cousin who hold me down. He gave me this wonderful drop, Gilly the Kid. And it's crazy because I can't find his drop right now. And I don't, you know, he got this long-ass drop. And I was like, Gilly, for real.
I need a drop.
I'm gonna show you how to do that, you know, and you gotta give me an Uptown drop. Did you see the Uptown logo that I found for you?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It's real Beat Street-ish. I love it.
I was like, yo, he Uptown guy. They got to know that he Uptown. So I went online and I searched and searched and searched, and I was like, Uptown. Here we go. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's for you. That was, you know, that was for Chuck. I was like, he's going to be like, she like me, you know. I know. It is what it is. I'm light skinny, brown skin. I was like, oh, okay. All right, then. He get an interview. He get a whole hour. Shit. Like.
Oh, shit. Yo, you crazy.
Okay, you know, I'm a little bit crazy like that. But we're going to jump into another joint before I let you go, because, you know, we are on a countdown. We got, like, 15 minutes left, and I got to hear the rest of your songs. Like, I just, you know. And don't worry. I don't delete your music. You stay with me. See, anybody I interview, you get, you know, first preference. So your music stay right here with me, and you're in heavy rotation now. And you're going to be seeing me shake a lot. Well, wow. Mm. To your shake.
As long as I'm moving, I'm good.
Next joint I'm going to jump into. I ain't messing with you. I ain't even messing with you. I don't know which one I want to hear. They don't make them like this. Mm. What's that about?
Oh, man. Like, a lot of women always say, that's off of Choctober that came out last year. A lot of women say, oh, all these rappers got songs, and all they're talking about is bitches this and hoes this. And I'm like, yo, it's a... Every guy is not just trying to just fuck everything. Like, we're trying to find the right one and settle down, and basically, you don't make them like this no more. Like, I take you out, we can go eat, we can go hang out, and I don't gather down with me. I got to have sex with me at the end of the night. You know, just a little tribute to the ladies to show that there's still some good guys out here.
But do you mean it?
Yeah, definitely.
I ain't.
If you care about somebody, then you know you want to put your best foot forward.
Nice. Yeah, and there's not many songs out there like that when they, because right now, you know, I'm not gonna take too much time with this, but right now I heard this song on the radio and it was just like, I love the strippers, you know, and I'm like, damn, that's it. Like, nobody like radio hosts or moms or.
Yeah, radio host is fine, though.
Radio host is fine. This shit is a job. I'm like, damn, I got to, man, listen. So you take me out of my character. You know, I'll be going, they don't make them like this no more. I'm just going to tell you that, you know, they don't make radio hosts like me no more ever. So we're going to jump in this joint. Stay on the line. Stay tuned in. It's your girl, Nita Capone. We live on the air. If you got any questions for Chuck, I will shut up and let y'all talk to him when I get off of this song right here. So holla at your girl, 646-649-1047, in the streets radio. Your girl, again, Nita Capone, on the air live with Chuck. Why do I keep fucking up your name? It's the Chuck. I want to say Chocolate Belafonte. Oh, that sounds like ice cream. You're going to jump into this song now, see? Mm.
You too. They don't make them like this no more. Take you out, and I just trying to hit no more. Get to know the real you before we kiss no more. They can reach your wrist, miss their trips abroad. They don't make them like this no more. Take you out, and I just trying to hit no more. Get to know the real you before we kiss no more. They can reach your wrist, miss their trips abroad. This ain't a chick song. But the chick dig it. They say it's no good, men left. I should get it. We here, we never left. We better, yes. We like mature and better fresh. Well, where do I sign next to the letter X?
Uh-huh.
I like my women with curves like the letter S. I'm a Gemini with better sex.
Yeah.
As if you in the Zodiac, we can chill. Sip some Coney,
yeah.
You're usually not alone. Where your homie at?
Uh-huh.
My man was on his way. I wish you would've told me that. It's cool, now we got more time for you and me. Shop for jewelry, might even buy a pool scene. Besides, this cuisine, Carabas is all on me. It's just a couple of dollars. Wanna take you around the world, increase your flight mileage. Shower you with surprises, but you scream at the house. They don't make them like this no more. Take you out, we're not just trying to hit no more. Get to know the real you before we kiss no more. Decorate your wrist, mystic trips abroad. They don't make them like this no more. Take you out, we're not just trying to hit no more. Get to know the real you before we kiss no more. Decorate your wrist, mystic trips abroad. You should meet my mother, father, sisters, and brothers, grandparents. Introduce you as my lover. Not just a friend with benefits undercover.
No.
One of my sex partners for the summer. You're more than that, I'm adoring that. You bore a rap. Thanks Stephanie Mills, South Destiny Fields. And still got Mr. blessing me still. I hope you stay around, cause I definitely will. I visit family photos, matching with polos. One or two kids in the back of the Volvo. Going out for lunch, eating pizza down in Soho. Old city roll with me back to the life no more. I'm staying here, no need to worry about me, baby. Actions be louder than words, will never stop me, baby. Screw the rumors, especially if they about me, baby. And don't believe everything you hear about me, baby. They don't make them like this no more. Take you out, we're not just trying to hit no more. Get to know the real you before we kiss no more. Decorate your wrist, miss, take trips abroad. They don't make them like this no more. Take you out, and not just trying to hit no more. Get to know the real you before we kiss no more. Decorate your wrist, miss, take trips abroad.
That's like that grown man music, you know, that you listen to late at night when you chilling and you on your grown man. All right, let me bring Chop back online. He like, why is she so into my music? You hear me over here?
I hear you.
I was grooving. I was like, yeah. Like, I was on my old head. I had the whole swag and effect over here. I'm telling you, you would be up in the car like, yeah, they don't make them like this no more. And my sexy voice, they're going to be like, look at her, that's that joint. I want to get out the car and walk. And I want to have one dress that I had on for Gilly premiered of. I ain't going to tell you. Somebody was like, man, I seen you on the video. I'm like, for real? Where was that at? I was high.
I gotta look that up.
I gotta look it up myself because I'm like, it's on Facebook. Oh God, like, you know, I don't know. We ain't even gonna talk about that. Heck, I'm gonna have to just mix you in because see, I'm low on minutes, but I gotta play one more joint, at least one more joint. Who's Diamani? Cause see, I don't even know.
That's my man from 42nd and. Well, 40th and Gerard down the bottom. You know what I mean? Good friend of mine, go back years. And he nice. He beyond nice with his. One of my favorite rappers. All my favorite rappers, like my closest peers. So
right.
He's one of them.
Looks like somebody got a question for you here. We're going to let them in and see what they got to say. 7885, last four digits of the number. You're tuned in the Streets Radio Live with Nina Capone and Chop Belafonte. State your name, caller.
Man, you ain't know who this is.
No, actually, we don't, sir.
You better know who this is. You know I had to call and check you out because I seen you posted about his music. I said, he's probably wacky shit. Let me check him out. You know I don't like rappers, but I must say that
you
he's a Christian.
Shot.
You know what I mean?
You know,
I don't like rap music at all. But I must say, I buy his album, the real one, not no bootleg version. So if I co-sign it, you know, it's official. Other than that, you know, I trash that shit. But my man, definitely do what you do. Keep doing what you're doing. And
appreciate it.
Like I said, I hate rap music. But if I like it,
thank you for calling our hip-hop show and saying that. I appreciate you. Damn.
You know I don't like rappers. But he got. I mean, he got potential, and you know, I only fuck with the best, and we on top of the game right now. Barclay Center, where is that? But it is what it is. So, you know, if I co-sign, it got to be official. Wow.
Can we know who you are? You want to introduce yourself? Because I'm not introducing you, because you're rude.
Nah, I'm keeping on the low. As you tell him, you can tell him. I'm keeping on the low right now, though. I'm trying to listen out.
You know what? You know, Jersey's on. CEO Hope.
You.
But Hope, you gotta admit that the music is nice. It's grown. He's like a grown ass man. That's some grown ass man music. I'm telling you, I'm gonna walk out on my grown ass hills. I'm gonna be playing this. That's all I'm saying.
Grown ass man music. I think I'm gonna take that grown ass man music.
I think you should. I'm gonna. You know what? As long as you say like Nina Capone gave me this in your interviews. You know, when you blow up off it, because that's going to be your one, like, it's that grown-ass man music. And I'm like, who came up with that? How did you got to be sitting right in your interview and be like, Nina Capone came up with it, you know, during one of her interviews on Industries Radio. I mean, I need all types of shouts and shit. So, you know, you can have it.
Say my baby Nina said it.
You can say your baby Nina. Hey, shit, you can say your wife Nina. I don't care. If you getting that bread, hey, come back to see. Listen. Hope and tell you, listen, I'm about my business.
Yes. Hey, I see. I'm convinced.
This is what we do. This is what I'm into. Definitely making things happen. Hope got all quiet. I'm muting him. because he jumped back in. He know I love him, but I know how he is. He's a monster a little bit like me. So, you know, this is my shine. It's my time. I'm selfish with you right now. I got 5 minutes. I don't want to play nothing else because I just want to sit here and chat. Like, what in the... All right, I'm going to play one. I'm going to play the joint with you and Diamani like that. Where is this going? Because it's only 2 minutes, like 2 minutes and 42 seconds long. So I can definitely jump into this joint. Tell me a quick little, give me a little blurb about it real fast.
Real quick, and you're saying, like, you know what I mean? You got a chick, and, you know, what she got is like that. So you can't deny it. Like, you got to get with her. Simple as that. It's like that.
Nice, nice. I like that. Well, we about to jump into that joint, and what's going to happen is, we're going to fall off the air in a few minutes because that's like it's going. We're going to run into time, and that's cool. So, Chuck, I want to thank you for being on the show. Stay tuned. You know what I mean? The end of the show, you can definitely download it. You can definitely check it out. It's going to be posted up on iTunes as well. It's called the Chuck Belafonte Interview. That's how you can look it up. Inner Streets Radio, which you can host, of course, Nita Capone. And I'm looking to put together another concert. I don't do showcases. Like I said, we bring out professional sound, lights, stages, whatever's needed to do our concert series. And I will be putting something together. I'm trying to do something maybe beginning of December, end of November maybe. Chop, you know, you definitely one of the artists I want to have up there. So look out for my email. I will be in touch with you. And don't let this be the last time that we talk. You can always call in and interrupt me. I don't care.
Well,
it's just a retro show. Told me to call you tonight. See, he's flirting. I'm going to jump into this song. And he did a voice on and everything. Chuck, it's been a pleasure. I'm putting you on hold now. Stay tuned. We're going to jump into Like That. Because you know these poems definitely like that.
She hit me up. Said it's a nice day. She was wondering if I'm busy or if I could come play. Yo, wherever you at, you just stay. I'ma go pick out a lady and I'll probably be on my way. I hit you back though, any delay. I'm in the shower once I finish up the J. When I get out on juice and Bombay Ice Cube, good day, get started the right way and we rolling. She's driving in that vehicle just like it was stolen. Looking like a million, though we chilling, I'm holding. She looking in the sky, think she caught in a moment. Well, maybe I'm just tired, I don't know, I be zoning. Was on it all night and we got brunch in the morning. You should see her walk almost like she performing. Was on it all night and we got brunch in the morning. You should see her walk almost like she performing. She hit me up, I come back. You don't understand, man, that thing like that. Like that. Sure, she a worker, they friends over there. I'ma put her in my circle. She hit me up, I come back. You don't understand, man, that thing like that. Like that. Sure, she a worker, they friends over there. I'ma put her in my circle.
Swag infinite, class innocent. Bad dishes with benefits got me swimming in. Cool water, crack on a who's daughter. Pulling off with my nigga, like you saw.
Saw that.
Chilling hard, AC on Antarctica. Past Wish Grid, made a right off of Carver. Platinum Charger, we rockin'. On the way to Sugar House to get it poppin'. Text coming in, I'm replying wireless. Like nice meeting you, your hair dudes fly shit. She said, thanks to you smoke, you look high shit. Said it's on my octagon, I can't deny this shit. Make plans for later on, she got this player gone. I'm just kidding, nigga, you know I'm playing. Anyway, left her like 4 to 5 stacks. Called shorty, said I'll be there in like 45 flat.
You know, she hit me up, I come back. You don't understand, man, that thing like that. Like that. Shorty, she a worker, they friends over there. I'ma put her in my circle. She hit me up, I come back. You don't understand, man, that thing like that. Like that. Shorty, she a worker, they friends over there.
Yo, what's the deal? This your brother C-No the Doodlebug from the Grammy Award-winning Diggable Planets crew, and you're now in tune to the realest chick on radio, playing the realest joints on the realest radio show. You know what I'm saying? It's my girl Nina Capone, in the streets radio. Cool like that, we chill like that, we peace like that. I'm out. Easy.
Your girl and I'm out of here. This is, we're going to wrap it up now. We had Chuck Belafonte live on air. We will be back on Thursday to turn it all the way up so you know how I do. It's your girl Nina Capone. I'm about to get up out of here because I'm cool like that. I'm peace like that. I'm street like that. And I'm out.